Hi, I'm Grace Plata, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Welcome to the podcast. I don't like religion, but hear me out. I love Jesus, but Jesus came to set us free, and that means from bondage, from sickness, and he even came to set us free from religion. Hi, I'm Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Don't let religion catch you. A seasoned pastor once told me that, and then he went on to say, remember what I just said. You needed to put emphasis on not letting me or anybody else who heard that get involved with religious thinking, with religious mindsets. But then after he told me, remember what I just said, later down the road, I forgot and actually got caught up in religious thinking. And here's what I think that, for quite frankly, and I speak from experience on this too, that I think that people are turning away from God because of religion. Because God and religion are not the same thing. Religion does not equal God. Nobody wants to follow a list of rules and then feel condemned or like God is really, condemned after doing something wrong, of not following a rule. Maybe you messed up. We're human. We mess up. It's part of life. We make mistakes. We learn from him. He doesn't expect us to be perfect. But let me tell you something that actually might surprise you, because it really, really surprised me, that if the enemy, that if the devil, he can't get us to walk away from God, if he can't get us to abandon our faith, he will turn us into religious people. He will give us legalistic thinking, because as soon as you do one itty bitty little thing wrong, like you didn't floss your teeth last night before you went to sleep, he'll be all up in your face being like, you messed up, God is so mad at you, you are a bad Christian, and then he starts to condemn you, and then you feel awful. And then people, they get so tired of this. They get so tired of maybe even other people condemning them, other religious people condemning them, that they might even be going through the same thing. But they get so tired of this that they'll either leave their faith, that after they become religious, they leave their faith. It could be either just like a slow progression to that stage, or they can just become legalistic and think God is unfaithful and untrustworthy, that he's always mad at them. Or maybe they'll fight it. I had to fight it. See, religion means that you know about God, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you know who he is. It doesn't necessarily mean that you know his heart, what he's about. Religion, I want to say this again, that religion does not equal God. Religion is not a relationship. God wants a relationship with you. He wants a relationship with all of us, and he will keep pursuing our hearts no matter how many times we slam the door in his face. Do you know how many times we break his heart on a daily basis? And he doesn't condemn us. In fact, when we apologize, when we repent for our sins, he chooses to forgive all of them. My Bible says, your Bible says, that he forgives all of our sins, and he even chooses to forget them. So he won't bring them up again. He's not the one condemning us. So maybe either we need to forgive ourselves, or we need to stop letting this voice come in and tell us that we're bad people. Because actually Jesus, Jesus himself, he got mad at religious people because of legalistic thinking. Because once you know who God is and what he really says, that legalistic mindset comes off you, and then you're free from that bondage. Because religion actually is a bondage. It is a kind of bondage. But when after that pastor, he said, don't let religion catch you, I actually forgot it. But then I came back to it, and I listened to it, and I just started crying, because I realized what had happened. I realized what kind of switch had turned off on me. And I can say firsthand, religious thinking is dangerous. I mean, of course, there are things to follow. But if it's for our own good, it says not to kill, do not steal, don't lust. But Jesus sums it up with one thing. Somebody asked him, what is the number one thing I need to know? What is the greatest commandment? Jesus replies with one word, love. He says, love completes the law. Love completes the law. I'm not going to go and kill somebody if I love them. I'm not going to steal from them. I'm not going to gossip about them. He says, love. Love your neighbor. It's all about the heart. See, people, they get so concerned up in the mind that they forget about the heart. The heart is what Jesus is really after. He's after what's going on inside of us. No matter how much we can put on this facade of religious mindsets, I guess, of just acting like we're good people. I mean, of course, there are good people, but if we're pretending to be something we're not, Jesus sees straight through that veil, through that lie that we've put on ourselves. There was this one time, it's written in, I think, the book of Matthew. Matthew 19. I think Matthew 19. But somebody comes up to him and he's like, okay, Jesus, what do I have to do to gain eternal life? And Jesus says, okay, follow the commandments. He says, okay, which ones? He says, don't kill, don't steal, don't commit adultery, love your neighbor as yourself. And he says, okay, yeah, I've watched over all of those since I was a kid. And then he says, okay, but there's one thing you're missing out that you're forgetting. He says, what's that? Jesus says, go sell your possessions and take that money, take it to the poor, and then come follow me. The guy gets really, really upset because he's a rich dude. And then Jesus replies, which a lot of religious people use against us, that it's easier for a camel to enter into the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into heaven, which is a complete lie. Because the Bible says, but people get this mixed up. They say that the root of money is the root of all evil. They left a part out. The love of money is the root of all evil. That's what that one guy happened. That's what happened to him. He loved his possessions. He didn't guard his heart. I mean, maybe on the outside, he's like, okay, yeah, I've done all this stuff, but it's on the inside of where it counts. Many times people, they think they're justified and they think that they're decent people based on what they do. They do this and they do that so that God won't like strike them with lightning or anything with that. But God is supposed to be our refuge in times of trouble. He's supposed to be our comforter. He's going to be our anchor. He's going to be our rock, which we can stand on. And if we think that he won't help us because of something we've done, then where is our confidence? All right, we won't have any. Now do you see why the devil wants us to become religious? Because we won't place our trust in him. We'll be placing our trust in ourselves, with our own ability, with our own works. We're not justified by our works. We're justified by who he says we are. He says we're forgiven. We apologize. When we really know who he is, when we really know he's our refuge, when we know he's our safe place, when we know he's our comforter, when we know he's faithful, when we know he's 100% trustworthy, that he's not going to abandon us just because we did something. He won't abandon us because we did something. And so if we did do something, my Bible says that he forgives every sin. He forgets our sin, and that there's no condemnation for those in Christ, that he heals every disease, he forgives every sin, he won't hold them against us. And like I said earlier, we have to forgive ourselves. So he who redeemed our life from destruction, he doesn't change. If he said he forgives all our sins yesterday, he's not going to come back today and say, oh yeah, that's what I thought yesterday. He doesn't change. He's the same as he's always been. That means he's loving. He heals. He restores. Because no matter how good we think we are, we can't earn God's love. We can't come to him confident in our own abilities to think that when we pray, we deserve what we're asking for. That when we look around and see everything we have, we're like, oh yeah, I deserve that. So that we can't earn anything. We can't earn anything from him. We don't deserve anything from him, but he freely gives it to us because you know what? Because he is good. He is good. We have access to his goodness and his love because he was good enough to take us out of darkness and put us into light as his children, meaning all we have to do is ask and he'll give it to us, not because of who we are, not because of what he's done, but because, or excuse me, what because of what because of we've done, but because of what he has done. Not because of who we are, but who he is. Not because of what we do, but what he's already done. Nobody wants religion. Nobody wants a list of rules. We want the real deal. We want to see things. Jesus, it says, scripture says that when Jesus died, it means the veil was torn. The veil was torn, meaning the veil where the only, like, the high priest was allowed to enter in, only, like, the holy place, that veil was torn straight in half, signifying that anyone, that you, me, anybody, we can all have a relationship with the true Father God. That means that we don't have to be keeping score. We don't have to find our, what our pride and how much of the Bible we read every day, of how much we pray every day. That's not where we're going to find our confidence, because that stuff, what we do will shake, what we do will fail, but he does not fail. So if you actually want to find out who God is, I really have this on my heart to pray with you. So just pray this with me. So just say, Heavenly Father, address him as your Father. He is your family. He will take care of you. He is good. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for setting me free with your truth. I ask you to show me what the real truth is of who you are, what life is actually supposed to look like, what I'm supposed to do, and just show me the absolute truth of who you are, what you do, and what a relationship looks like with you, and how much you love me, how much your goodness shows, how much you want to show your goodness through me, how much you want to give me. Show me who you are. And fill me with your heart. And I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. So it just says that if you believe that who he is, he'll make you a son. So just relax. You don't have to work for anything anymore. He's already done everything. We can't do anything more. We can't do anything to make him love us any more or any less. The Bible says we're seated with Christ in heavenly places, meaning that we have a seat with him, meaning that we are his children, that he can't, that he's not going to kick us out because of something we've done. He's interested in our hearts, guys. Okay, so I hope that message encouraged you. I hope you understand why I don't like religion, because it's bondage. Religion is bondage. And Jesus already came to set us free from that. So I will see you next week. I thank you for your time. I really value your time. And thank you so much. And go find that truth. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to leave a review and subscribe so you can be equipped, empowered, and encouraged throughout your week. You can also check us out at hometreats.org to read our story and see where else you can find us on social media. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.